I think you can now appreciate that those moves, as well as the Sims trade, why we don't talk about anything until the very end. Because there's moves and there's things that get done to help solidify the roster. And so that's why we keep quiet on what our plans are. And so we feel good about what we've done to this point. As you know, the 53-man roster, it's important to solidify who our guys are and move forward towards Philadelphia. You also know that you're constantly looking to improve and upgrade in every area possible, and rosters change constantly. And so we're in that process, and we'll continue to look at players and to bring in to help us. And unfortunately, that involves guys that we feel strongly about not being here. So that's where it's at. The other thing we did today, I'll announce them. I had the players vote on the captains for the year. We'll have yearly captains from now on moving forward. And the players voted for Joe Thomas on offense, DeQuell Jackson on defense, and Phil Dawson for special teams. The way we're going to structure it is they'll be our captains. And then each week, that group of three, who is the voice of that locker room, will bring to me a candidate to be the fourth game captain. And they're going to decide, and of course, then I will okay it. And that'll be a position of honor. And that fourth game captain will be then the guy that calls the coin toss. Okay, and so that's the way we're going to handle the leadership this year. I feel great. I think our guys chose wisely. And I'm pleased at the direction that leadership group is going. So that's what we got.
Pat, how close is Richardson to practice on?
He's very close. Very close. He's done a lot behind the scenes, of course, that I haven't talked about. And we're hopeful that he'll be out here very soon. Very soon. I keep saying that, but that's where it's at. I'm very optimistic based on what I'm seeing behind the scenes. Of course, you folks are not privy to that.
If he can play on Sunday, will
he will.
He will play on Sunday? Will it be a limited role, or will it be give it everything he's got?
Well, he's going to give it everything he's got. And I think it's important that this will be his first live activity. So I think any time you play a player, you still have to be smart.
Do you mean he will play, or if he can, he will?
Yeah, you guys are trying to play my words here.
Right.
If he plays, he will be ready to go and play the whole game. And then how we use him, of course, we just got to be smart.
He's been running on it, though, Pat?
Yeah, he's running. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Is that groundbreaking?
Keeping four running backs. And
yeah, you know, each year I think the roster is structured differently. We felt good about what those guys all did, and so we kept them on our roster. Those guys, obviously, that play behind Trent are guys that are needed on special teams and have done a good job for us there. So they've kind of got a multiple role.
Okay. So, three tight ends, you know, and Watson's had the injury history a little,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to say concerned, but, the depth there, is that a problem?
No, we kept, as you know, we kept five running backs, kept three tight ends, six receivers. And we'll use our skill players in a way that makes sense for us.
You
can run the ball out of four wides, and you can pass the ball out of two tight ends and a fullback. And so we'll do what we have to do to match up the right way, get our right guys on the field, and do what we can, of course, to score points and win games.
Pat, is there a day that Trent needs to be back in practice for you to
Every player returning from injury is different, and we'll make that decision based on that.
How about Michael Johnson? Do you have an update on James?
Yeah, he, as I mentioned, he had the side injury. You know, we called it an oblique, and so he's rehabbing from that. He's I consider him day to day at this point.
Are you concerned about the depth at linebacker and defensive line with these injuries and everything?
We're gonna put enough guys out there to play good defense. Not concerned.
How did Watson look today? And do you expect him to play week one?
Yeah, he looked good as well. You know, again, he's day to day. But we're anticipating he'll be ready to go.
Which linebacker spot is Carter best suited for?
Well, he's a guy that we really liked coming out of college. We feel like he can play multiple positions inside and out.
Could you use him at strong side if MJ's out?
Yeah, inside and out.
Was there ever any doubt in your mind that Colt was going to be your backup when the season started?
No, I think I went into this with an open mind, trying to see what was the best combination of guys to make that quarterback room the best. And I've said all along, I think he's made great improvement based on a year ago. And I really do feel like, even though we've had some guys that didn't get to compete a lot because of injury, I really do believe that everybody that we kept earned their spot.
What about what are you looking at with Jordan Cameron right now?
Well, we're looking at him to, he needs to develop into a starting tight end in this league.
With his, you know, he was on the bike today.
Yeah, no, we're looking for him to be ready to play Sunday.
How do you feel about having 15 rookies on your roster?
How do I feel about that, huh? I don't know. How should I feel? Huh? You just made a funny face, Tony. No, you know, I'm excited. Absolutely, we can win with 15 rookies. And I feel like I'm not a guy that predicts what's going to happen. All I know is I've seen these guys play good football, and they got fresh legs. You know, that's what I'll say. And I expect that when we put them out there, everybody that's out there, even the 15 rookies, are going to do what it takes.
Pat, when you have a guy, I've always wondered about this, like Trent, who hasn't, you know, done this whole thing. Now you're trying to get him ready. Do you run him through tackling drills before Sunday?
We try to simulate, yeah, the tackling drills, yeah, and the physical nature of it. We try to simulate as much of that as possible. We've got the blaster. We have drill work where it's controlled, where he gets banged around a little bit.
Yeah.
We've been doing that kind of. Unfortunately, you're not privy to that. Yeah.
But he's already been going through some of that stuff.
He's making really good progress.
I guess we'll see when your press release comes out Tuesday. But depth chart-wise, is Montario still number two at running back?
Well, I think at this point, yes, unless something changes. I would say that's fair to say.
Has anything changed in the Fujita situation at this point?
No. No. As far as we know right now, he's suspended.
So can he not be here at all?
He's not here. No. Yeah, he had to vacate the premises, so to speak.
The two kids that made it in the secondary, Gibson and Denham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pronouncing that correctly. Talk a little bit about what they showed you to make this work.
Well, Gibson, I think, showed us that he could play on scrimmage downs as a safety. I thought he did a nice job. And then he also contributed on special teams. Johnson Batamosi obviously made his first mark in my mind on special teams. And then we'll try to develop him as a corner as well. So, but both guys, I think, had an outstanding camp there. When you can find two players that you think are going to be good players in the way that we did, that helps us. We're glad they made it.
I know you as the head coach are the trigger man on trade, but the idea of trading a player to the team you're playing, does that bother you at all?
No. I think the what they know about what we know and all that, I think sometimes that can be overstated. Of course, he can possibly talk about the way we do business, but at the end of the day, it's going to be a run or a pass, and that's the kind of things that we're trying to disguise, you know. And you know, I thought Sims did a very, very nice job, and I think they were smart to trade for him. I thought he did a heck of a job for us.
Hey, Pat, can you just clarify? I got confused, which is easily done. Richardson, did you say he is ready, or if he is ready, he'll play?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
If he's ready, he'll play. And he's been doing great behind the scenes as far as getting himself ready to play. I think you got to understand at this point now, and again, you've got a feeling about my talking about injury and lack thereof. At this point now, everything's... We don't have to talk about that stuff, and I think it's important that our guys race to get back. And as we get near the end of the week, then the league will tell us what we have to talk about. And I think that's important. There's a couple of messages behind that. Number one, I trust every player we put out there. So, you know, the guys that are injured got to race back. And there needs to be some anxiety on their part to get back because they're watching somebody else possibly take their job. Number one. And then number two, I don't think it's important for us to just tell the world about where we're at. It's just my feelings on it. Maybe that's me in year two, all right?
Well, it's also the number three pick in the draft. I mean, it's obvious we want to know.
No, I know why you're curious. And you can keep asking. And I'm going to do what I can to give you information so you can write your stuff. But I do know this. We have to do what's right for this team. And we'll make sure we follow the rules to that.
Pat, have you ever had a
been on a team that had 15 rookies breaking camp? And if so, do you have to coach it any differently in preparing these guys to play games because they've never been through this before?
Well, these guys have played games at other levels, you know, and I think it's important that our veterans that are here help them get through the mental part of it. And that is a lot of rookies. I would agree with that. And it's going to be fun to see the energy that they play with. I think that's important.